You're listening to Classical Music here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Matt Jackford, your host for this afternoon, here with a very special group. Andes Manta from South America is joining us today. They play music native to the Andes Mountains of South America, also known as Andean music. We have the four Lopez brothers here who are part of the group, Fernando, Luis, Bolivar, and Jorge. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
They're bringing this unique art form to North America in its purest and most authentic form, and they have a concert coming up with Footman, Saturday, April 6th at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7, of course, and it's at the West Virginia Culture Center at the State Capitol Complex in Charleston, and this is a concert you won't want to miss. So let's get to know this group before we hear them play here in our studios. First off, how did you all get introduced to Andean music and music in general? We have Luis here who's going to talk with us.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for having us. And well, we started in South America. A lot of the communities, children start very early age, being part of the festivities or celebrations. So we grew up when we were kids with music around. We don't read the music or write the music. Everything is just by ear. That's how it's passed from generations, all these instruments and sounds.
Right. And how old were you all when you started playing music?
Well, we started when we were like 10, 11, and just playing around, making some sounds. And we started with a percussion instrument, like drums and shakers, very easy to do. And then just to have the rhythms. And then the flutes, panpipes come along later.
Right, yeah. Okay. Right, and then somebody found a guitar, right? And that's how they got introduced to the guitar. I read that on your website.
Yeah, Wilson Fernando, he's the one who started with a guitar with a couple of strings, I guess.
And he found it and then got it good at it.
Yeah,
right?
Figure out, and then sound then just comes gathering with friends and start working in music and traveling around the Ecuador in different areas where they have different rhythms, because in Ecuador by itself, it's a lot of rhythms and festivities and different kinds of celebrations with different music. So right. We travel and learn a lot of that in Ecuador too.
Okay, great. So that's where you all are from Ecuador.
Yeah.
Specifically a city or a village or in Ecuador?
We grew up in the city in Quito, which is the capital. It's the Andes. It's around 10,000 feet in the mountains and surrounded by bigger mountains where like 18,000 feet, 15,000 feet.
Right, right. What's it like playing with members of your family? Do you all feel like you have a strong personal and musical connection?
Well, we grew up with our families that are large families. We have a lot of cousins and friends, and every weekend we have anybody come home and just we have music and listening or playing music. We hang out every weekend in the family and play music. And my father used to play the guitar just a little bit. But when we were kids, they took us to different places and celebrations around the Ecuador. And that's how we were introduced in the celebrations. So you every year, you will get familiar with the sounds or the instruments, and then we grew up.
Right, okay.
Bringing here the music.
Right, right. So are you all still based in Ecuador? Have you moved elsewhere since?
Yeah, our base home is upstate of New York.
Okay.
And from there, we travel all around the states. We've been in all the states, I think most of them, playing at different, for the children, high school, colleges, and festivals and theaters, so all around.
Great, great. We'll talk about the different instruments you all play here in a little bit. But first, you know, I'd like to hear a song. I'd like to hear you all play.
Sure. I went to the song where I'm going to include the string instruments and some of the flutes. And this is a new arrangement for a new piece. And it's called Cascada, which means waterfall.
Okay, here we go. This is Cascada, performed here in our studios by Andes Manta. Thank you. Great. That was Cascada, also known as Waterfall in English, performed by Andes Manta here in our studios right at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. So let's get into what instruments you all play. What were we hearing there? Can you describe each of your all's instruments? Here, this is Luis again going to talk.
Yeah, we have some of a lot of the wind instruments, the flutes. They're native pan pipes, the different sizes of flutes that we make. We use a simple bamboo. Mm-hmm. It grows all around the tropical areas of Ecuador. So we put together different sizes of pieces of bamboo, from the little one from probably 3 inch long, and the big ones are like 6 foot. So wow. Sometimes we make octaves of those instruments and put together. And these instruments comes from Ecuador, Bolivia, Peru, Chile. We have similar instruments. And then the flutes, we use a very strong bamboo. It's like a straight flute, and like Bolivar's playing some of that.
Oh, nice. Those have the holes in them.
And then the drums, Bolivar makes those drums. They're native drums made out of goat skin and wood.
Okay.
So all over the flutes, we have probably over 20 just wind instruments, a lot of different sizes.
Yeah, what do you call them? In Spanish, or
zampoñas.
Okay, zampoñas.
Zampoñas, yeah.
Okay.
Y pues tenemos, we have the influence of European culture. We have charango, which is an imitation of baroque guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And this little one is the size of ukulele, and it has 10 strings, and the rhythms are very fast. On the regular acoustic guitar.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. So Luis here is playing acoustic guitar. And we have you're playing the ukulele instrument, sort of, and it's called, what was it called?
Charango.
Charango, and then you're playing guitarra, yeah, okay. So we have that, and then we have the flutes and then the drum here. Do you all make some of your own flutes, or do you all buy them from makers?
Yeah, some the string instruments we buy from somebody else, and the charangos comes from all the way from Bolivia and Ecuador. And the string instrument, the guitars, we just purchased them somewhere in the music store. And we made all the flutes, all the pan pipes, and little whistles made out of clay. We have rain sticks. We make all those instruments and nice. Drums.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you all have been making instruments since you were children growing up.
Yeah, it's very easy to make. Just what we do is you harvest some of the bamboo. Mm-hmm. Bamboo is hollow already, so we cut different sizes and you make comes with any sounds that make together. Put together, you have the instrument. Just a lot of air to put into the pipes too.
Right. Yeah. How do you all learn? Do you all take lessons? Do you all just play a lot together? Do you all learn from anybody?
Yeah, we learn from other people and older people. We just and just by ear and practice, get mm-hmm. together and play music. And in Ecuador, we have a lot of influence from our neighbors from Chile, Peru, Bolivia, Colombia. They come, we have a lot of people coming to Ecuador, and they bring in their own culture music, so we learn and we share.
Right. And you mostly learn by ear.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Okay, right. And how is that how the Andean music tradition is passed down by ear? You play, and then someone in the older generation passes it down by ear, and then you hear it, and then you learn it, and then play it.
Yes, yeah, so, all this music has been passed from generation just by ear, and has been modified a little bit with the influence of different scales, but we keep the same rhythms that was played for rituals, ceremonies, and festivities. So right. All this music has been changed a little bit now, but we still the same way. We just listen and learn, being part of the festivity or celebration.
Right. So, okay. And this is maybe hundreds of year tradition, right?
Yeah, hundreds of years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, it was a lot of, in the beginning, just little pan pipes, which is very tiny flutes. You know, that was made for around 3,000 years ago.
Wow.
So it comes from back.
Okay. Wow, that's a long time ago. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get into a little bit more about what makes Andean music different from other musics. But I would love to hear another selection of a song if you want to play for us.
Yeah, sure. We're going to do another one.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Do you have a name for the song?
This melody comes from other regions in South America. We're going to Chile, and they have a beautiful music where it's a lot of the big pan pipes. We didn't play the huge ones, but we're going to play the bass zampoñas.
Okay. All right, here we go. What's the piece called? What is the song called?
The piece is called Ollantay.
Ollantay. Yes. Okay. All right, that was Jorge there. Let's take it away, guys. This is Andes Manta performing here at our studios at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thank you. Excellent. Wonderful playing, guys. That was great. Jorge, do you mind telling us what that name of that song again was?
The name of the song is Ollantay.
Ollantay. Okay. And that was performed here in our studios at West Virginia Public Broadcasting by the group Andes Manta, who has a concert Saturday, April 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the West Virginia Culture Center, the State Capitol Complex in Charleston. You won't want to miss such a great concert that's coming up with Footmad. So, guys, can you tell me what makes Andean music different from other music?
Well, I think it's because I think probably it's the tradition of South America. Mm-hmm. And the instruments are very traditional, and their acoustic is nothing electronic. Right. So I think that makes us a little bit of difference.
Right, yeah. And do you have any like particular scales that you use, or is it all sort of Western scales, musical scales?
Well, the first melodies were pentatonic, as mm-hmm. you know, the same here as the mm-hmm. Native American flute. Mm-hmm. So everything was pentatonic. But through the times and with the influence of Europeans, of course, we have, G basically in the G chord.
Okay, gotcha. And then what sort of rhythms do you all have that are native that you use? Can you talk a little bit about the rhythms that you use?
Yeah, we have different rhythms in Ecuador, like San Juanes, Saltashpas, or Capishkas, depending on the different region that you hear it. So we have a few ones.
Okay, gotcha.
And also Peru and Bolivia, they have Argentina, Chile, they have their own rhythms too.
Right, okay. That song was really interesting. I really enjoyed the different flutes that were sounding. And at one point, you all made it sound like it was wind, like you're blowing air through the flute, like viento.
Yeah. Basically, that's the sound effect that we get with the flutes. It's just like a soft blowing into the pipe, and that makes the wind effect.
Gotcha. That's sounded great. That's Jorge here talking with us. Do you all want to play one more song before we are finished up here?
Sure.
Okay, we've got one more. Luis, okay. What song are we playing?
Yeah, I went to do a rhythm, which is, this is kind of influence of European rhythms. So it might sound too familiar, like with the jag rhythm. Okay. So we went to do with these flutes. And this is the quena, which is the one I use to do the wind. And in our show, we have a lot of tiniest instruments, like around 2 inch long. It's a little flute that we make with clay. And we use all these instruments to do sounds of birds and all these rainforest sounds. We'll have on stage all that.
Okay, and what is it called?
This is called El Cóndor Canqui, okay. The bird of the Andes.
Okay.
Cóndor. Thank you.
great. That was so great. That was the group Andes Manta performing here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. That song was named after the bird, the condor, right?
Yes.
And the full name, Jorge?
Condor Canqui.
Condor Canqui. Okay. And that was just a wonderful piece there. And I heard the sort of Western style influence. You had the three recorders going at once. And
yes, this is kind of the fusion, the new fusion for the Andean music. That's a fusion with the Andean and European
traditions,
rhythms,
right? Yeah, rhythms, yes. And right, I heard the harmonies and the three different flutes, and you heard them go in canon one after the other. That's a really interesting fusion there. I really like that.
Thank you.
And what you can't see is Bolivar is in his left hand playing the pan flute, and his right hand is playing drums. So he's doing two things at once right here, trying to do it all.
Yes.
So that's a lot of fun, these guys. You're going to want to check them out here this Saturday, April 6th. So, guys, if our listeners want to hear you but can't make the concert, are you all selling CDs online or in physical copies?
Yes, we will be having CDs, and also they can get it through the webpage, it's andesmanta.com. So we have a music available there.
Right. That's andesmanta.com. So check that out. You can check their music out and buy a CD if you like.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so guys, good luck on your concert that's coming up this weekend. This is Andes Manta, a group of four musicians from Ecuador, and they're here interviewing and performing in our studios. Thank you so much to Fernando Luis Bolivar and Jorge Lopez for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us here. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
That's the Lopez brothers of Andes Manta. They have a concert Saturday, April 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the West Virginia Culture Center at the State Capitol Complex in Charleston.